Welcome, welcome. We don't have many people here. Let's wait for a few people. This is your host, Poetic, and we are here with the Whole E-Shift podcast. We are going to see who would like to come in and visit us. See who we can get in today. Going, pull the winner of the podcast contest, and we will just see what is going on today, guys. I am inviting everybody. Still, so work with me. All right, let's see if anybody's here yet. Oh, we got some people. What's up? It took a moment to get you guys here. How you doing? We got Batman, K Dizzle, Juju, several people. I'm doing very well today. We came on today because I have been doing a contest to see who would like to win a 30-minute reading, and we have 3 entries. Now, I know I have a couple people who are following me on my website, some people who are following on my Twitter, my Instagram, and my Facebook, and if any of you we're wanting to enter the contest, now is your chance to go send me a message on one of my social medias and we will get you entered in the contest. We have very few entries at the moment, so if anybody wants a last minute entry, you can go and do that right now. Hi Juju, hi everybody, greetings special character. Thank you for coming in. We have got a contest going, and anybody want to win, just let me know. I have the entries right here. I love my music from that crazy motherfucker, Bruce, that does the Sex Connection podcast. The entry music. Welcome, PTO, Chill Will. Everybody, welcome to the Holy Shift podcast. We're going to do the daily card reading, I think, first. So if anybody wants to choose the deck, they can go and look. Or if you remember the deck that you like, you can let me know. We are going to pull a card. How do you pull a card? So if you want a personal card, Donnie, we can do a personal card in a bit, but if you want to choose a deck, you can do 1 through 9, or you can tell me the specific deck that you want the card from. Is that music better? It gets louder, I know it does. And then this is a new phone, so I don't know how it comes to you guys. All right, so we are looking. The Spider-Man deck. I wish I had a Spider-Man deck. There is not a spider on any one of these decks. But there's probably a spider in the deck that has the Wildwood Tarot because it's kind of crazy. Oh, I missed you too, Will. Donnie, you can go on the Instagram page and go look at all my pictures that should be there. Will wants the Wildwood Tarot? Okay. Donnie, we'll give you a personal one card reading. So when you choose that, and we'll get a personal card. Will came with the Wildwood Tarot first, and so we'll pull that for the daily card for everybody. And then we'll get Juju, we'll write a list. Juju and Donnie for one card read. After we pull the contest winner and get the daily. And if we get another person in here too that wants a daily or a one card, we'll get that. Heart's Desire. Is that a card? That's a card. So if you scroll down farther, Donnie, you'll get the decks. That is from the Gateway Oracle deck, and we can choose that for your card. Hi, Herbal. Thank you for joining the Holy Shift Podcast. Raging Cajun, greetings. I wonder who you are. Is he still loud? Okay. We're getting in that Zen state of mind, you guys. I should be getting my mic here towards anytime, actually. They were supposed to get them and send them out because I had pre-ordered it. So anytime I'll get my new mic. I don't have a mic, so we've been using the phone, but we'll get a mic and we'll see how that works. You guys will have to do my be my testers. And my son's phone's ringing. Hold on one moment. Yes, there we go. Got rid of that. My apologies. Welcome, welcome, New Age Philosopher, Cajun, Donnie, all of you guys. Eric, thank you for joining us here. Thank you, Eric, for your support. We are shuffling the Wildwood Tarot deck, and we're going to see what the day has to bring, okay? So, we'll cut the deck. And we'll choose the card. Ooh. Four of Arrows. And it means rest. So, we must rest. It's time to rest. There's arrows. Not... This guy is laying down, and it looks like he was shot if you just glance at the picture, right? But he's not been shot. It's simply arrows around him, kind of creating a space for him to rest, if you will. And there's a butterfly that's flying through the air or hovering over him. And no problem, Brooke. Thank you for joining. Thank you for coming in. And I do have the entries. Anybody who has made an entry into the contest will be notified if you have not been here when I pull it. So I'm going to read what this card has to say. We must rest, okay? And when we recharge and rest, we are able to fully immerse ourselves in the work that we have chosen to do. And we are able to come at the situations that arise with calm and clarity instead of anxiety and frustration. So rest is crucial to everyone. Every person out there needs rest. If you're not getting enough rest, you need to take some time. If it's even just you're getting enough sleep but your mind's still frustrated, go rest and take a moment in nature. And if you need to watch TV and don't get to, whatever it may be to relax and ease your mind, that's what you must do. Let's go to the book and we'll see what it says, okay? On the ground lies a figure, close eyes. There are four arrows driven into the earth at the head and at the knees. Rising above, a great multicolored butterfly from which rays of energy pour in all directions, bathing the figure in light. You have to recharge. You have to rest after stress, anything crazy that happens, a crazy event, work, emotional trauma. You got to allow time for yourself to recharge and clear out that energy from all the stuff that you've been going through so you can come back to your heart center and react with love and clarity again and not be so frustrated and triggered by little things throughout your day. We need to renew and rejuvenate ourselves, and that creates vitality. This last month, I noticed that I had not went live since probably when I announced the contest. And I do apologize. I've been doing good. I've been popping in and out, and I've been kind of away from Podbean. However, lots of little things have been going on in my personal life with the family and things like that. My son had to go to the hospital, and my grandparents are going through health issues, and some of them were known and have been continuing, and some are brand new. And when you go through stressful activity again, when you go through all kinds of craziness, emotional turmoil, even if it's just going back to work, starting school with these kids, oh my gosh, it's so stressful. We've got to recharge ourselves. We've got to do what makes us feel good and feel calm and collected and whole. So always take time to rest. It says, in this stressful, demanding world, we sometimes forget that rest is a necessary part of a healthy lifestyle, a vital part of recuperation and healing. This primal mechanism is not just for the well-being of the body, but the mind and imagination as well. How are we going to be able to create and further our businesses or further our journey if we are so caught up in the craziness and we don't rest and recharge? Clearing out everything, healing ourselves. Our muscles need time to prepare after you've went and ran a marathon, you know. Your mind needs to recharge after you've sat there and tried to figure out how to do this math and these things that these kids need to learn, but not the way we learned, right? We need to rebuild after strenuous exertion, the book says, and the functions of the human psyche need to dream and sleep to aid this process. We must bring order to what seems to be chaos and random things going on in our daily lives in order for inspiration and insight to come through. Meditate, lucid dream. If you're going to go through the gateway process, like Special Character has been showing us, or if we're going to do our own meditations, listening to binaural beats, or just listening to the birds or nature sounds, whatever will help you through meditation or just calming yourself. We need to be in our calm state once in a while. It is okay to be full of energy and going consistently, but once in a while we need to come back and just breathe and relax. Okay, so remember to be true to yourself and to follow your instincts, and when you need to rest, your body will tell you. You'll yawn, your muscles will be sore, your brain will be like so fried you can't even think of your next sentence, right? So just notice what your body's telling you to do and do that. Thank you, Raging Cajun, for following me. I appreciate you. You can see me at wholeeshift.com. That's wholeeshift.com. And there's links to all of my social media websites, to all of my information. We've got, you can chat there, you can get a reading there if you would like. It's all up to you. So now, we have a few entries here, and I'm going to shuffle them around. We're going to notify the person who won the reading. Yes, Eric always is giving reminders. Thank you, Eric. I appreciate you. I publish the shows as soon as Podbean allows me. Sometimes they let me publish it as soon as I am done. And sometimes they make me wait for like 24 hours. It's all up to Podbean, honestly, at this point. I do save my recordings, and I may be expanding and going on to Anchor and different other podcast platforms as I figure out exactly the design of what I want to do for the future with the podcast. I know I'm going to do readings and stuff, but I want to, again, do some focused shows, some meditations, and some good stuff. I do, Eric, have YouTube. I don't have any posts or videos. I need to work on getting a camera, and yes, I will be doing a YouTube lives and stuff, but that's probably a month or so, maybe more at further down the road. So I have the entries here, and we're going to just pull one of these and open it. We'll see who got the 30-minute reading worth $35, three cards, and if time allows in between there, we'll pull more. And it is our wonderful friend, Jay Baby. If you guys know Jay Baby, she has won the contest. She'll be excited. I will notify her as soon as I get off here, because I don't think she's in here today. But yeah, so we've got our beautiful rest card, you guys. It's the weekend. It's time to rest, rejuvenate, recharge yourself. Get back to your feelings and everything. We're going to do a couple one-card readings, and I know I got Juju and Donnie waiting for a card reading. So, Donnie was scrambling, so we'll do Donnie first. He wanted the card first, but he didn't know where to find it. So we'll go with him first, and then we'll do Juju's one-card reading, and we may have time for another one if somebody chooses to get one. If you have not been here when I've done any readings, I am a channel for whatever comes through for you. I am an intuitive card reader. I just started recently. However, I have been spiritually awakened for quite a while. I have known things and not known why I've known certain things. And so I just started following my path and my truth and started reading my own cards and got on Podbean, and people started wanting me to read cards. And so I've been accurate according to everybody I've read cards for. So now I'm doing this for a side gig, so I will get you a card too, Raging Cajun, definitely. So now, if you haven't been here when I do these, I ask you to open yourself up, open your energy and your mind and your spirit for any information or messages that you, your higher self, God, Jah, infinite being, whatever you call that higher being out there, whether it be, you know, whatever you believe in, it's not any sect. It could be an information from somebody that's passed on. Whatever you need to hear, open yourself up to that, and I will pull this card, and that will be what you need to hear at the moment. I simply connect with you, and we will pull the card. Donnie, let me know if you would like to have the card spread or cut. Cut? Okay. Two or three times. 3. All right. We got the top card for you. It is attachment. Now, I will post these cards on my social medias. Again, it's at wholeeshift.com, wholeeshift.com, to connect to my Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all of those. That's where I post my cards. Attachment. So, Donnie, I will send you a picture of your card. It has a woman standing there, and she's got like a chain around her wrist, and it's on a pole, and she can't go too far, and she's got like this mask she's holding up, and around her is kind of like fogginess, attached to something that maybe it's your own attachment. It's not anything of this material sense. It's your own like emotional attachment to something. You've got to let some things go, whether it be your attachment to your frustration with yourself or with somebody around you, or this fake, this mask is here. So it's like something that you're putting out there, like this false image you're portraying that a lot of people think you are, and you feel like obligated to continue to be this person, but you've got to be true to yourself. Yeah. You've got to be true to yourself, Donnie. Maybe that's what these dreams have been telling you about lately. Let's see what the book has to say. So the energy oracle does have a upright and a reversed position. This did come upright, so let's see. Your perceived need and the choice to let go. Okay? In the upright position, this card reveals that your passage forward is being stopped by strong attachments or to old patterns or people of the past. So, you no longer have to continue being what you were when you were a kid. You can change and morph and grow. And still hold on to your true identity. Just remember that. The chain at the wrist is bolted to fear from the past or desperation about the future. So know that you get to create your future. Your fear is what's going to hold you back. Don't let your fear hold you back in the fear of what's to come, because you're making up false stories. If you're trying to determine what's going to happen, you have to see the best possible outcome and go for that. If you let fear get in your way, you're only limiting yourself. You're limiting your possibilities. Although you may wear the mask of pretense or even contentment, you simply can't go forward right now, and you don't know why, is what the book says. The stuff that's keeping you stuck could be physical addictions, emotional patterns, or even old relationships. Could be the mental attachment to these old relationships. It says, are you living in fear, addicted to old, unhealthy habits? Or so desperate about the future that you just can't be happy about what's going on right now? The chains that are binding you could be of your own making. It could be, again, this false story that you're telling yourself. Oh, this is how it's going to happen because of this. Don't let the bullshit of the past hold on to you, because that's that old mindset. You have been shifting. Your mind has been shifting. You have been growing, and you know this. So remember that you get to create what you want to do and be for the future. Don't let the bullshit of the past hold on to you so you don't make any good changes for the future, okay? It's telling you that it's time to take action, and you need to break out of your chains and move forward with open, free, healthy, and authentically happy life. You deserve it. Stop telling yourself that you don't. It'll take courage and some effort. It's not easy. It is take a lot of work to get through your shadow shit, okay? It's shadow work. You go through these things, even though you're I'm this spiritual person, and I'm all love and light. Don't get me wrong. I've been through a lot of bullshit. A lot of shadow work has had to go through. I've had to go through and process in order to get where I am. And I still work on myself each day. It's not an easy process. Sometimes I go back, and sometimes, you know, I'm doing really good. We all are human, and nothing is right or wrong. It is your experience. As long as you're doing no harm to others, that is your experience and what you need to be true to. What feels good, what feels right to you. You're a good person, Donnie. Don't let any bullshit hold on to you. Until you let go of all this stuff, it'll just keep repeating itself. You'll keep having these same dreams we've discussed, and you'll just be stuck. So remember to let it go, release the attachment, and choose peace. Tell yourself, I am strong, I am free, and I am able to choose what honors me and my highest self. Okay? So I will give you a picture of that card after we get out of this room. You're so welcome. You're so welcome. So, Juju, you were wanting to work your light, right? I know you do. I know. And if I can help you, that's all I hope for. You're going to do good things. You've got skills and you've got amazing creativity and imagination, so go forth with your dreams, Donnie. All right, Juju wanted work your light. So welcome all of you that have come into the Holy Shift live cast. We have pulled our winner of our contest, and that is Jay Baby. We will confirm and repeat to her the status of her winnings when I get done with this. We're doing a couple readings. We got a daily card for us all. Will chose the Wildwood Tarot deck, and it is the Four of Arrows, and it's telling us to rest and relax. Donnie needs to let go of his attachment, and it's a really pretty card. You'll like the card. The number five, I don't know if the five means anything to you. Right now, I am shuffling for Juju, and she's opening up her energy. And I feel it, girl. You're strong right now. Opening up her energy for one of these cards for this Work Your Light deck. I love this deck. It's one of my favorites. All of my cards are awesome. I really do. There's certain times when I need certain decks, and you'll see a variety when I pull my daily cards. I try to do that every day. This week I left one out, but I've been trying to do one every single day lately and help you guys get through your day. Sometimes just a little encouragement or a little message helps us. I know I have a couple people I follow that pull cards as well, and just a little information goes a long way. All right, would you like me to spread the deck out, or would you like me to cut it, Juju? Thank you, Lawless, for sharing the show. Thank you very much. Now, you guys, I ordered some books while we're waiting for Judy to let us know. Cut it. All right. We're going to cut it in two, three. I got a few books, you guys, in threes, and I really like them, and I'm thinking about getting a book club or something going if you guys like these different books. They're quite interesting. I know, Lawless. I'm excited. I'm so glad to see you here. So we cut Juju's deck in three. All right. And we've got this card. I'm excited for this card for some reason. I just got, energy. So I pulled this card yesterday, Juju. And I don't know if you've pulled this card. I've pulled this card for somebody before, but this card is very beautiful. I believe I've pulled it, for the daily card before as well. And it has all these ascended masters is what I would call them. all these ascended masters standing there. There's the Virgin Mary, Jesus, Buddha. There's so many. I don't even know all of them, and I feel bad because there's like five more, and I don't know any of them, the other ones. But it's the Council of Light. And there you can see the energy flowing through the center figure, the chakras, and the energy connecting. Divine orchestration. You have helpers in the subtle realms. You are progressing at amazing speeds, and you question yourself a lot when you're going through your process, and you need to remember that you have so many people, so many spirits, so many different energies of love and light backing you up right now, Juju, that you need to not fear whatever steps that you are going to take. Seriously, you need to follow your heart because you know exactly what you're doing. Seriously. Follow it. Keep going. Stop questioning yourself. You have all these answers coming to you and you're like, okay, I got it. Wait, am I sure? Is this the right answer? And then you get another clue and you get that little message and you're like, okay, yes. Okay, wait, is this truly? Now stop it. Okay. Now I feel your tingles through your body right now because it's like very intense. You need to continue down your path. Stop questioning it. Take that leap and handle your business, girl, because you are going further than you think you are. Okay? So much farther. Let me find what the book says about this. The Council of the Light. Okay. Follow your intuition. Stop doing the questioning thing. When you get in that moment, I don't know if you've seen the Heart Math course, if you know how to connect with your heart and just getting into your heart space and remembering the truth and breathing. Remember to breathe. You're like me. You stop when something exciting happens, you stop breathing for a second and you're like, don't notice until you're like almost out of breath. So remember your breathing. Focus on your breathing. The book says, the Council of Light is a team of benevolent beings who are here to assist the raising of consciousness of the planet. You are part of this team, Juju. They are here to help you achieve your soul mission and are guiding you every step of the way. However, because we get caught up in this world of free will, they cannot help without your permission. So although... Good morning. Hi, guys. Welcome to the Holy Shift Podcast. We're doing a reading for Juju. So even though, Juju, you are questioning these things and you're like, all right, I'm going to do this, and to ask them. If you really are frustrated and you're like, well, I don't know if this is right for me, ask them. Say, I know you're here with me and you're guiding me and helping me in this journey that I am on. Is this the correct step? You will see the sign. It will be evident within a few minutes. Either you'll get the tingle of yes or the pit of the stomach no. Remember, your intuition is strong, and remember to listen to it. If you would like your assistance, you have to ask. They can help with everything and all kinds of asks, all kinds of requests. Nothing's too big or too small. You simply have to ask. Think of them as you're like... They're your team, your helpers, they got your back. Even when you feel alone here physically, you know that nobody behind you know that energy is behind you. And I know you feel it sometimes. They're willing to get in here and step in and do the work and help you and guide you. They just need to know what you want help with. Ask for their help. Say, I need assistance. I need you to pull this string so that this can happen. Or I need you to help me flow in the direction of this. And little crumbs, they'll start showing, you know, the little clues. You see the synchronicities, Juju, a lot. So when you ask, you'll see them even more. You are that powerful. We've talked about this. The Council of Light is a team of ascended masters, light beings, angels, and guides devoted to the raising of the earth and all humanity. It says if you're a light worker, but you are. Since you're a light worker, it is from them that you receive your personal mission. And like a spirit world, United Nations, the book says, they will want you to thank you so much for doing this and devoting your life to the raising of the vibration of the planet. You're raising people's consciousness and you're helping shift into a new energy, into a new way of light, of way of being, Juju. Remember that this craziness of the world and the crap that's going on, that's just, okay, the Big Bang, right? You can't have peace and calm and beauty and synchronicity without the chaos and craziness first, right? We didn't get this beautiful earth and this beautiful orchestra of life if we didn't have the Big Bang. So remember, all the crap that's going on day to day, okay, whatever, you know what you're doing. Keep focus on your mission and ask for help when you need it. Ask for clarity and guidance regarding your mission and put in your requests and let them do the work. Your activation, I'll send you a picture. It says, I'm ready to receive for help of my personal mission. It's a work your light activation. I'll send you a picture of that as well. Okay, so you will definitely get a picture of that and your work your light activation. Juju, you know you're on a mission, girl, and stop letting the bullshit affect you. Okay? Follow your truth. All right. Thank you so much, my dear. I appreciate it. I hope you enjoyed it. Your reading gave me chills, and it was, yeah. Mm-hmm. Hi, AC Poo. Welcome to the Holy Shift Podcast. All right. Do we have the Raging Cajun still hanging out in here? He wanted a... Is that? I'm not sure if it's a man or a woman. I'm sorry. Okay. So, are you able to look at Instagram to see the decks, the different decks that I have? Or if you send me a message on any one of those, I need to put a picture on my website, huh, guys? The gateway? Okay. We'll go with the gateway oracle. Now, all I ask is you simply open up your energy. Oh, what's going on with Swampus, Eric? I've been gone, you guys. I don't know anything that's going on Podbean. Oh, well, that's so sad. I give him so much love and energy and light. Grandma's okay. Grandma's pain-free and happy. It's just the painful separation we get to experience on Earth that sucks, definitely. So we'll send him love and light, and we will definitely give him some good positive energy his way. Welcome, T. Haven't seen you. The good, the bad, and the ugly has an amazing tribute to all of the Podbean family. I have posted it on my Facebook. The music, the rhymes, it was great. I loved it. I love it. Welcome, Audrielle. Thank you so much. I know, isn't it? I've been having it on repeat, too, and I'm like, hey, this jam. Oh, yeah, it's that jam. Yes, yes, and I'm in it. What? Yes, I appreciate the love. Welcome. All right, we're going to do a one-card reading for the Raging Cajun, and I'm shuffling the gateway deck that they chose, and let me know if you're male or female, Raging Cajun. I'm sorry. I don't want to assume. Male. All right. So we're going to pull the deck for him, a card for him. I want to know if you'd like me to spread the deck out or if you'd like me to cut it, and how many times would you like it to be cut? Spread it out. All right. I like that. I like when I like either way. Yet when I spread the cards out, I kind of go with my, I feel energy sometimes, you know, and it's really cool. Not all the time, but sometimes. But when I'm in the zone and channeling and reading, doing my card reads, I kind of get a tingle in my fingers when I do the spread thing, and I get the, oh yeah, that's the card for them. So I close my eyes and I just spread out, and then I just get a little sensation, you know, in my hands. It's weird. It's the same feeling as if, like, you guys get your hands and you rub them together really fast, and then you keep rubbing them and rubbing them and rubbing them, and just rub real fast, and it kind of gets warm and you feel it, right? And then you just hold your hands out just like an inch. I got your card, Raging Cajun. You hold your hands out from each other just an inch apart, and you kind of feel that weird, like, tingling sensation. Yeah, friction, energy, because you were just, no, it's energy. It's energy that flows through us all. It's great. I love it. All right. Ooh. Hearing a message from spirit. You needed a message from somebody that's maybe no longer physically here, or you don't have any physical contact with, and you just wanted confirmation that they're near you. Your affirmation, sometimes you get straight contact with these, either this person or this energy or this entity. You are a clear channel for spirit. I am a clear channel for messages from spirit is the affirmation on this card. It has a bunch of different flowers, and remember that flowers are energy. Everything is energy. There's energy in everything, okay? And flowers are a natural energy and a natural spirit. There's a message in all of them. So whatever flower that you see a lot of has a message. I don't know what it is. You can Google it, say spiritual meaning of this flower. So you'll get your message when you see certain things. You also maybe get downloads of information. And you question this. Like, I'm making bullshit up. I just want to hear this message. No, our intuition is kind of like that voice of your imagination, of your reasoning, of your own thoughts, but it's also a message and intuition from spirit. Don't question yourself. We're going to go to the book and see what it says. So how I read, I do pull any information, I go through the book, and any like intuition, any reading that I get separately, I incorporate it with the book. So you can look at some of this information, and some of it is also intuitively channeled. So that's how I do it. All right. This card means that you need to believe that your spirit guide, your ancestors, and your loved ones that have passed on are sending you these messages. You are getting this love and these healing messages when you think you are. It could be just seeing a bumper sticker that reminds you of grandma or somebody, right? It could be a newspaper article. It could be somebody saying something, and not even to you, but just you're hearing it around the corner. You're like, wait, did I just hear that? And you know they weren't talking to you, but just that phrase, it reminds you of that person or that time. Whatever that you are needing, that energy, that message. You need to have faith that you can discern these messages and realize what they're trying to tell you, and you'll be able to know. The more confidence that you have in yourself and your intuition and your gut feelings, because we all have this. Every single person in here has an intuition, is able to channel, is able to do what I'm doing. It's if you're focusing your energy and clearing out your doubt, clearing out your insecurity, and you're second guessing yourself, you gotta let that shit go. And ask. Put it out there. We are all connected by this invisible energy, right? Quantum entanglement. physics, quantum physics, all this stuff tells you that energy is in everything and that something across the universe can affect something on the other side. So know that you are able to get messages from the energy of the spirit that of the person that has left before. Their energy has not disappeared. That spark of life is somewhere. It is only transformed. Energy never dies. You are a vibrational match for communications from a lot of the spirit realms. Stop questioning your abilities. From now on, in the days ahead, you'll be even more aware of these loving messages that are flooding you now that you've got the confirmation. You'll see synchronicities. You'll start thinking of a certain color a lot or seeing a certain car, and then you'll see the certain car and see the certain car again, and you'll be like, yo, I don't know why she got in my head like that. Okay? Just remember, one of the secrets of the universe is the power of belief. When you know and believe that something is going to happen, it ends up happening the way you want. When you allow self-doubt, when you allow the doubt of the world coming into you, that's when it occurs. You've got to learn you can manifest things. You can manifest this communication with the other side. If you're able to imagine and truly believe that it can happen, then it will. Look for signs. The feather that alights at your feet, the penny that mysteriously appears, the rainbow in the sky, whatever the sign, spirit is going to get your attention, whatever it may be. Okay? Remember to become aware and mindful of your surroundings, and you'll see the messages. Because we're so caught up in what we're doing every day, we forget to look around us and become aware of what's going on. And we forget all these freaking messages. So remember to become aware of what's going on around you, and you will be able to get your message. Watch in your dreams too. Now the other day is so funny because I was dreaming and I don't remember my dreams, okay? I really don't remember my dreams a lot of times, and like I'm getting these thoughts because I'm weird. And it could be accurate, could be not be, but I'm like traveling to these other dimensions in my sleep. That's why I sleep so hard and don't dream, okay? Whatever. Anyways, I had a dream the other day, and it was the Seven of Cups. That, I don't know, I was in this other world, and this guy was doing a reading for me, and I seen the bottom of it. Like, I got the reading on top, whatever. It wasn't like, it didn't spark my curiosity in the dream. But it was like he was doing this reading on the glass, and like there was a stack of cards, and I could see the card that stood out to me was the Ace of Cups. It's like I was looking into the future, kind of. If you get what I'm saying, he was going to get to that card later, is the feeling I got. And so I looked up the Seven of Cups, and the accuracy of that, everything that had been going on that day, it was crazy. So remember to listen to every single sign. Every sign, okay? In your dreams, people, the phone call that you don't know that phone call, but you were thinking that thought when that phone call happened and it was just a one ring and it didn't, whatever, that's a confirmation, okay? Spirit, the messages from spirit are most often conveyed during the nocturnal hours. Messages are waiting for you. Listen to the whispers of the wind. Okay, the questions to ask yourself from the book. If I knew who was trying to reach me from the realm of spirit, who would it be? And if I knew what the most important message was, what would it say? You are so smart. Your subconscious has all this information. That quantum field that has the information of all, the Akashic records, all that. It's the same thing. It's there. You have connection to it. We all do. Just acknowledge that and you'll get more confirmation, okay? You're very welcome. I'm glad you got what you needed to hear, Raging Cajun. No problem. And Tazapan, right? I wonder about her too sometimes. So, Raging Cajun again. If you want to see a picture of this card, I can post it publicly on the Instagram. You can message me on there and I can send it to you directly, so it's just yours. It's up to you. Okay? Now, I've gotten a couple books lately I've gotten the Big Leap, which is a really cool book. It is about how we upper limit ourselves. And I know I limit myself. I'm very good at procrastination, and that's how I limit myself. I'm trying to get through certain things, you guys. So, I want to see if there's a couple, and I have, if life is a game, these are the rules. And they're just little books, and I don't know if you guys want to do like a, if anybody's interested in like maybe a book club where I can read the chapter and do a summary of the chapter and we kind of go through like a little exercise or something like that. I am so completely immersed and attracted to self-growth because that helps me clear out my old emotional bullshit from growing up and the programming that I have received from any and everything, friends, TV, all the crap from just life, right? Helps me clear that out so that I am better able to tap into my intuition and be connected with my heart and be connected with those around me and be able to pull more and more accurate information for these readings for all of you. If anybody's interested in something like that, just let me know. I am going to start looking into the Big Leap here soon, and it's pretty much how we hold our own selves back, and we start getting in our zone of excellence, but then we hold ourselves back from that zone of genius. We are really good at something, but we allow fear of the challenge or whatever it may be hold us back from actually jumping into that zone of genius. And that's what I want to try to focus on for myself here soon. Not soon. I just received the book, so I'm going to read it here. But yeah, so if anybody's interested in that, let me know. I will be scheduling a show here in the next week for some astrology little breakdowns. And there's a website you guys can do your own. It is astro.com. You can put in your birthday, your birth time, and all this stuff, and you get out a intricate chart that they put out there for you where all the planetary positions were when you were born. Okay? So I have mine. I wrote mine down. I don't have a printer, else I probably would have printed it, but I wrote them all down. And I have it with me. And my sun is a Libra. So that's our sun sign. That's everybody's sign. Everybody knows what a sun sign is. What's your sign? Oh, I'm a Libra. I'm a Capricorn. Nobody realizes. Not nobody. I take that back to assume. A lot of people don't realize all those other planets out there were in different positions when we were born as well. So the sun was in the Libra for me. Moon was in Capricorn. So moon, I think, is how we deal with emotion. Okay? So Capricorn is an earth sign. It means how solid you are with how you're feeling and your emotions, I guess. I still am learning. But this astro.com breaks it down, gives you a little summary of how your personality is. And some of it's not so feeling accurate, and some of it is feeling accurate, like, as you go on. Because I've done this like a year and a half ago, and then some of it, I was like, I don't vibe with this. I'm not in that mindset. Well, a lot of things have happened since then, right? A lot of stuff happens, and then you go back and read these summaries, and you're like, I see what was meant by that. And it's kind of funny, because the energies that be, it's there. It's out there, and it's really crazy how accurate some things can be. And again, we have free will. We are all individuals, and we get to choose how we allow our life to play out. Yet having a little like guideline here with the astrology is kind of funny because it's fairly accurate. I appreciate every single one of you. Scorpio signs. Ooh, let's see. Now see, I'm going to have to go and look this up, STP. Let's see, my computer went dead for a second, the little screen. It's not dead, it just went blank. But let's see, like the general attitude of Scorpio. So I have Scorpio, a lot of Scorpio on my chart too. I have Scorpio and my Mercury, my Venus. That's how you love. So I don't know. Uranus, Scorpios and all those. I have Libra in a lot too. I have Libra in several. My ascendant. Yeah, it's interesting. I'm not an astrologer and I just get this information. I'm going to try to see real quick on astro.com if I could get a general read of like Scorpio sign. But it's quite interesting. All about astrology. So you can see right now on this astro.com where all the planets are right now at this moment. So if you were to have a kid, it tells you, you know, all the different personalities of this child and everything. I want to try to find astrology basics. Let's see. It says astrology and, yeah, there's a lot in here. I'm not sure. I'm going to have to decipher this. This explains, describes the role of the signs. Okay, let's see what this one says. Zodiac cooks. Interesting. Zodiac and the worst. There's some interesting articles here, you guys. We can get deep in this. The warrior, sun in Aries. Okay, the persevering, sun in Taurus. The messenger, sun in Gemini. Interesting. Geminis are twins. My son is a Gemini. And Taz, I believe you're a Gemini too, right? You guys are quite interesting. So, let's see. The reborn, sun in Scorpio, which is a water sign. The hero deepens and expands the relationship with a full delivery in the extreme, in the experience of sexuality and in the emotional crisis. The hero knows the conflict with painful emotions results in the path of growth and transformation. The symbolic death was lived many times and brought rebirth. He can get D-I-L-A-C-E-R-A-T-E-D. Dilacerated? You guys, I've never seen this word. I am a English, quite interesting. In the tension of opposites, but if the search for the fundamentals beyond the appearances is accomplished, the enlargement of the experience awaits the journey. So, you've got to realize, despite all the crap that you go through STP and the perceived deaths, like of cycles of relationships, maybe, and of different like careers and stuff like that, that is great for your growth in your journey. Does that make sense? We'll get deeper into this because this is like quite interesting. I never even got to this part of the website. I've simply just jumped into the different horoscopes. And there's like short reports and different color oracles. There's a color horoscope. You can do different children's horoscopes, all kinds of good stuff. But yeah. So anyone want to get a little short astrology reading next time, let me know. I will schedule it here in the next day or so. It'll be about an hour and a half show probably, because it gets quite intricate. I will pull some points up of like just covering astrology, and a couple of you can either contact me so we can have some information ahead of time, and or we can just go with the flow and do it at the show. If anybody is interested in getting a little deeper with the astrology, I'm learning too. I want you guys all to know that I am simply a seeker and a learner, a seeker and a student, not a learner, a seeker and a student in this life. All this information I am gathering to give to you because it intrigues me and I love to learn. And I've been learning about myself. If you guys enjoy learning about yourselves and needing information to help you along your journey, and I can provide that, that's awesome. So we're in this together. You guys can contact me at wholeeshift.com, 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 because holy shit, you guys, it gets intense as you go through and all these different aspects, these different little personality charts and little personality tests and all these different things are just tools to guide us and to help us through. This life is fucking crazy. We don't have a guidebook or instruction manual. We are here to remember who we truly are and what we're here for. And if we can help each other in that path, then damn it, we need to, because it's rough doing it alone, right? That's what I hope to do for you guys. You all help me more than you realize. More than you realize, even just showing up here and showing support. I love you all. I hope you enjoyed the show. If you see Jay Baby, let her know that she's the winner of today's contest, of the August contest. I think we might do it every month, every other month, something like that, contest to share readings out there till I get more craziness. But definitely, I am here for you all. I thank you, some sense. You helped me too. I appreciate your love and support. Thank you so much. And we'll do this again soon. Okay? I'll see you soon, guys. I love you. Bye.